Something tonight, it's the 7 day replay, the final 7 day replay, live from Mrs. McDonald's house! Yay! Got a live audience as well who are loving it.
Very
Half
excited.
Of them left already, but it's alright.
Now, Martin, I'm actually sporting the handlebar moustache that you got me. It's nice, isn't it? And, funnily enough, seeing as you got me a present, can you hold this, Craig? We got you a present as well. Now, we've had a lot of phone calls and stuff about how amazing you are and stuff.
Well.
And your number one fan is just coming.
Honestly.
Oh, right.
Oh, I apologise. Oh, it's cheesy.
He's literally
cheesy.
Brought out a fan.
Literally, it's a fan. I'm apologising.
That is the campest fan I have ever seen.
I got it from my bedroom.
That's slightly creepy.
I'm literally...
It's all going wrong.
It's why my mum dressed up as a Spaniard.
Right, okay.
I lied a little bit.
Sure.
Literally just bought it from a well-known gift shop.
Talking about your mum, actually.
Hello, Liz.
Let's go have a word with Liz.
Let's go and have a little word with Liz.
She's putting a lovely spread tonight.
She has put a nice spread out. It's not the first time I'm just saying. Hello, ma'am. Now, it didn't take much persuasion to kind of get you into doing this, did it?
No, not at all.
You love the media, don't you?
Not really, no, I don't.
Because it's not, you're pretty much on air half the time we're on air as well.
Am I?
Yeah. You're,
For the forfeits 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
That was the one where Richard went to Belladrum and...
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell that story again, Liz? Because that is one of the highlights of the last 4 weeks.
Right, my phone call at 5:30
Please do.
In the morning.
Tell
yes,
us.
Richard saying, come and pick me up. And I said, what's wrong? And he goes, oh, please, Harry. And I said, right. I went out there and he's standing at the gate. And he got in the car and I said, what's wrong? He says, I'm needing a poo quick. Get me home.
Now, the funny thing is about that story is that our bathroom was actually getting done up at the time. So I had to go to my sister's. He's in the kitchen. I had to go. Did I go to the Aquadome for my shower? Don't know if I can say Aquadome. Oh yeah, I did. How tinky is that? I went to the Aquadome to try and get a shower and they were closed. They turned me down for a shower.
You actually went up and asked for a shower?
Yeah.
Creepiest thing I have ever
heard.
So I
went to my brother's instead.
You should probably
thank you, Barry. I never thought of
probably
you
should have gone
that.
There first time.
Yeah.
Rather than the Aquadome. Do they do that on High Life? Personal showers?
I tried using my card and everything, but no.
Just wasn't having it. So it's a 7 day replay live from Mrs. McDonald's house. Got loads still to come. We got this week's gospel with Francisco Ross. We've got the Sunday night song, which we're going to get you guys involved in. And we've got McDonald's Minute.
Not so excited about
one of my favourite features. I say this every week because it means that I get to do something to you that most people would want to do to you. Hurt you, physically and mentally. So we've got all that on the way, but first of all, we're going to get some Jason Derulo and Riding Solo on Monster FM. 87.7, here till 8 o'clock. It's the finale.
Enjoy.
This is the 7 day replay on Monster FM.
7 day replay, still currently live at my house. A little bit of noise would be appreciated, guys. Yay! They are enjoying themselves. Now, I caught up with Francisco Ross during the week. Wasn't the best of experience in my part. At the end of the little stint, he actually broke out into song. So enjoy. I didn't, but hopefully somebody will enjoy it. Francisco Ross with this week's Goss.
The 7 day replay.
I did take his breath away. Not going to tell you how. It was the last show and I thought, why not?
What have I got to lose? Are you going to miss Francisco?
Not
you
so
and
much.
Him have sort of developed a good bond.
Yeah, well, it's not a good bond. It was more just his handcuffs.
It was more bonding. Was bond. Bondage.
Yeah, now, can I just say something? Everyone's enjoying themselves. Well, I think my dogs are enjoying it too much because I literally think they're getting drunk. They're also taking up smoking as well, which I've noticed.
Love it. That's you, Martin. Throwing your fags away.
I know.
Just because you're dressed like Dick Turpin don't mean you can do everything. Just saying. All right, so this week, a sex study has suggested that a three-minute quickie is good for a man's heart. Now, I'm going to come around the guys here, and I want to ask the king of quickies. Just saying. Andrew Young from Saturday Nights, you do the whole sort of club thing, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
What's your view on this?
Not very well. What? Jokies.
What's your view on this whole good for the heart thing? Have you noticed anything about your heart that seems better after your quickies?
I can't say I do quickies.
Before or after the drugs? Oh, just saying.
Can't say that. Now, can't say that. Michael.
Talking about the medicine you're on.
Michael, what about you?
It may explain my chronic heart failure, actually.
Oh.
All right. Poor.
Michael's been through a lot.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, Michael.
John, are you the only married man here, actually?